Hey guys, this is Dave and Friends Podcast, and we are talking about the favorite one of my favorite Resident Evil games of all time, Resident Evil 4. And I'm sure you've played this too.
I played this back on PS2. I've only beat it one time, and let's just say I'm not sure if I can ever play it again.
It doesn't really work out. I mean, the first Resident Evil game I played was Resident Evil 1 on the GameCube, the remake, and I played it, but I couldn't get into the franchise. This is what got me into the franchise. I remember playing this at my dad's friend's house. His son had this game on the GameCube, and I got obsessed with this game. But anyway, let's go on normal mode.
The first Resident Evil game I've actually seen playing was my cousin. He played it, like, years back when I was probably about in my single digits. Mm-hmm. He had a PlayStation 1, or I think it was a PlayStation 1 or PlayStation 2, I don't remember which. But he had the first Resident Evil game, and I watched him play it. And he's actually beaten the game, and that small, that game kind of creeped me out. Mm. Just to be honest, because I was a kid, so.
Yeah, I remember the first one creeped me out, especially that, you know, that beginning before you on the menu screen shows that room and that zombie shows up and gets shot in the head. Like, that creeped me the heck out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Should we show the cutscenes, or should we just get on with the gameplay?
I mean, it's up to you.
Yeah. Well, this game is over 10 years old, so.
True fact.
Yeah. This game's so popular, it's going to be remastered on every new console, next few consoles. Last newest console was Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, yes. I'm planning on getting that. I've gotten this on PS3, I've gotten this on PS2, I've gotten this on my current PS4, so definitely I plan on getting this on Nintendo Switch whenever I can. But I heard there was some controversy over the Nintendo Switch one. I don't know if it was like the graphics or something. I decided to wait till we got patched up or something. I mean, I'm probably going to get maybe this paycheck or maybe like, I don't know, because I just bought the Castlevania collection on the Nintendo Switch. But, I remember, like, I'm starting this, the Special 2 costume just to make it easier, especially for Ashley. That way you don't have to worry about her getting killed or, you know, like, getting captured, since she's got that knight armor in this one. And, but definitely, this game was really special to me. Oh, jeez. Oh, crap. I just got hit. wasn't expecting that. But, this game is pretty good. I mean, if I'm correct, I think it started, like, a new, like, third-person shooter sort of way, or something like this, over-the-shoulder camera.
I believe, Resident Evil 4 and had that out. I think it was one of the first ones. And then they put out a 5, which is basically for third person.
Yeah. And then there was Resident Evil 6. And I know people blame this game for causing it to be going off the roots of the horror franchise, which I think it's a perfect game.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't blame this, because I know Resident Evil 5, I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad game. I mean, it's good, but ain't my cup of tea. I mean, and then Resident Evil 6 came out. I mean, I'm probably sure I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, but I actually liked Resident Evil 6 better than Resident Evil 5. Now, is it the best Resident Evil game ever? No, I don't think it's the best Resident Evil game ever, but it is a good one so far. I mean, I think it's not a bad Resident Evil game. I mean, it's got its flaws, but, you know, but we'll definitely talk about that when we go over Resident Evil 6 one day. Unless there's something you want to talk about it.
I liked it. I mean, it's a little bit different because it's more, you may have third person, and it's got, like, basically that free system, you know, movement style.
Yeah.
And, of course, it does it adds up to, like, you know, your physical combat, and basically you got stamina bars.
Yeah.
Which, I don't find that bad to have a stamina bar, due to, like, you know, you do your, like, physical attacks. Like,
yeah.
But they put it in a, like combat style, like, oh, like, finishers, like, roundhouse kicks them and smashes their head against the wall or anything like that. But it's like, it's a little bit different because I'm like, I mean, see, I played it, I had it on the PS4, like months back, and I sold it.
Resident Evil 6?
Yeah, 6. I don't know why, I mean, I just, probably because I played it on the,
Well, actually, if you didn't hear, it's coming to Nintendo Switch, too. Resident Evil 5 and Resident Evil 6.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, it comes out in October. Late October, I think. I'm definitely getting 6 on the Nintendo Switch. I don't know about 5. I mean, I got 5 on my Xbox One with the Game Pass thing they have.
Mm-hmm.
They just announced it on the E3 Nintendo Direct for this year, and they just... And it's, they're just announcing it for, it's coming, I mean, almost all the games except 3 and the original old ones are coming
out. Right, right.
Which, I mean, I played the original old ones back in my, back on my PSP, because I was able to download them.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I remember having trouble with them, but, I was able to beat them. I don't remember, but I think I'd rather play the remakes than the, oh, jeez, just got hit.
Yep.
By this dude. Die. Ah!
Missed.
Yeah. We're playing the game and doing a podcast, doing a Let's Play and a podcast at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't know if it's true, but I think I heard online,
mm-hmm.
I think, like, in Resident Evil 4, they killed a chainsaw guy by only using a door only.
Oh, I died. That was quick.
That was pretty quick.
You want to give it a shot?
I'm good.
Are you sure?
I'm rusty.
I'm bad. I understand.
I'm rusty.
I can't believe I died in the first level. That's never happened. Well, I get too cocky, so that's my fault.
take two.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, what was I saying again?
I don't remember. It's like, you got too focused on me dying.
I got too focused. Okay. Yeah. It's like,
that's okay. But I think it was... So you were saying you heard something on about a new Resident Evil game or something, was it? Or a new game or something like that?
No. I think it was something, it was due to this one.
Oh.
I heard that there was an easy way to beat the chainsaw guy without wasting your ammo.
Oh.
And, apparently someone used only doors.
Doors?
Doors. Huh. Like, if you get them, like, outside of a door, you keep the door open, it probably inflicts damage.
Hmm,
maybe,
cool.
I don't know, but...
Well, it does stop them from coming. You can, like, kneel them down or something.
Ooh, something like that.
Need that. Oh, another egg? It's like, hey, I'm like that family guy, what's that guy's name? James Wood. He goes, ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy. You know, did you ever watch Family Guy?
I did, but I don't have TV, so I was just like...
I think it's on Netflix, unless it took it off. Wait, well, you don't have Netflix.
Yeah, I don't have that. Netflix. And for all you haters telling me you need to get Netflix, well, guess what? I got YouTube and movies.
I have Netflix, but I'm on YouTube most of the time, and Hulu, which, I mean, I got Hulu, but I got a good deal with Spotify, you know, so, I mean, there was a deal, and I don't know if there still is a deal,
on Spotify. Oh, man, look at that front of you.
Almost got hit. Wait, I got an incendiary grenade. I don't want to get hit again.
Too bad. Oh.
Here, I'm going to combine these herbs. Oh, jeez.
Oh, God. Run as fast as you can.
You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man.
Well, here we go.
Yeah, it's a gingerbread man. Got to push this. And I like this option, too, where you can, like, push, like, drawers or... anything like that to block doorways. I actually like that idea. I don't know why they didn't keep... Well,
but
except for Resident Evil 5.
In a sense... that... Can they break the door?
Yeah, they can break the door.
Well, they can break the door.
I mean, I just like it because it gives you time to, like, look through ammo or look through places and stuff like that, so...
Well... All I know is all you need to do is, like, pass the time up. Oh, Jesus.
They broke it down real quick. Oh,
No.
Shoot.
No.
Die. Oh, God.
Oh. And we're about to die on take two. If he can just eat his eggs. Headshot.
Oh, no.
No.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, well, we knocked his head clean off.
Okay.
Okay, kick.
Swam.
I'd like to go in there, but I don't want to get killed by...
Oh, headshots in a row.
Two in a row.
Air kick. Swank.
I've never been this bad before.
I'm a travesty. I am horrible.
Back off.
It's been a long time since I've played Resident Evil 4. I even have it at home. And I'm like, I never play it. I just can't.
I understand. But yeah, it's a pretty good game. I mean, I love it. I mean,
he seriously just missed.
Yeah,
he was just standing right in front of you.
Yeah. Oh, no.
But I'll be honest, you actually did a pretty good thing right there. Well, not that, but
yeah,
the one was on the roof. You actually shot the, axe out of the air when he was throwing it at you.
Okay, good. We made it. Where's everyone going? Bingo? As Leon would say.
I'm surprised the chainsaw guy didn't show up.
Well, you have to go in there or go this up the hill where you come from that little house or something. You have to go in here while you're getting attacked by the villagers for him to come in.
Right.
Yeah, that's...
Don't forget upstairs. There's probably a shotgun upstairs.
Oh, trust me. I plan on getting that shotgun.
Oh, yeah. Get that shotgun.
There it is. Bad boy right there. Perfect for his mafia look.
Oh, the Chicago typewriter is the best.
Well, that too, yeah.
Bam, bam. The Tommy gun.
Hey, we got a viewer. Hi. Oh, wait. Oh, okay. It's just... No, they didn't leave. They just sorry. We're new to this, but we hope you're enjoying our Let's Play / podcast. But yeah, it's... what else? But yeah, this really is a good game. Let's see. So, do you have any good memories about this game? Ever played with any friends or anything like that?
Let me just say, I was never a guy that had friends. I was a loner. And I played this all by myself. I don't really have...
I would always watch my friend, my dad's friend's son, who was my friend too, play this game also. I mean, he would always play this. I would watch him most of the time play this. And he's the one who got me into the Capcom games like Devil May Cry, Resident Evil.
See, if you're going towards Capcom right now, my first ever game that I played by Capcom was Devil May Cry 2.
Hmm.
I played 2. And then I got into 3, and then I got into 1. You might want to just pay attention.
Yeah, I was trying to... I thought I could shoot it.
Let's don't waste bullets.
Yeah, I don't want to waste bullets.
Scarce. Unless we can use a knife.
Oh, there's an egg. I need an egg. And there's a dude.
And there he is. All right. Don't kick the cow.
Yeah.
Animal abuse.
Here. Let's shoot him in the butt.
Oh, gosh. That's some...
I'm missing this dude with my knife attacks.
That is something.
And you want to know, I think the best knife attacks, like, you know, that you could feel the actual damage or something that does good damage, is probably Resident Evil 2 Remake. I mean, I don't know why, I could just feel the damage or something. I could be wrong, I don't know, but...
But, I mean, honestly, the remake of Resident Evil 2 was a really good one.
Yeah, that's good. This is next to this game, one of my favorites, because Resident Evil 2 is a very good game. I was excited about it when I first saw an E3 2018, but yeah, it's a really good game. Oh, come on. Come on! I'm trying to get there. There we go. Okay. We finally got the green medal. I mean, blue medal.
Blue medal.
I'm about to say green and orange.
Well, you got a lot of eggs out here.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, a brown egg.
Ooh, got an hat. Get a gold one, that'd be better.
Oh, yeah, that'd be better, too. Spinal? Or spinal? Or
spindle? And you've been here this whole time. Did you not hear what was going on out here?
He's probably just brainwashed by that parasite he's got.
Nah, still doesn't matter. He still heard it.
So, did you play the original Resident Evil 2 game before I see him.
Hi.
Before the... Oh, well, just
oh hi!
Yeah.
You missed the fun earlier.
Yep. Did you ever play the original Resident Evil 2 game before this game?
No.
Okay. Well, let's see. I was trying to think. Because I like how they made him look cool. Like, how he looks so awesome. You know, like a total badass in this game. like in this one. And then the second one, don't you think he looks like a young Leonardo DiCaprio? Which, not saying I hate it, I think that, I mean, he looks awesome in Resident Evil 2, but he looks like, but in Resident Evil 2 Remake, he looks like a young Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, first of all, if he, I mean, you say he looks like Leonardo DiCaprio, I'm like, I believe the Titanic happened right after that. I'm just saying, like, well, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jack, how did you survive?
Well, in the Resident Evil 2, it happened during, I think the Resident Evil 2, the story happened in 1998, but then I think I was about to say the movie was released in 1998, but I'm like, oh wait, no, Titanic took place in the 1910s. When you said Jack.
Jack!
Have you ever seen that movie,
Titanic? God dang, how many times do I have to see it?
Do you like it, or?
My gosh, mostly the scenes are just more them two just lip-locking. Me, jeez.
I like the movie because it's a good movie. You know, I mean, I like the parts.
I have nothing against it, but I was a kid when I seen it. And I've seen things I should not seen.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Like the sex scene in the car?
Yeah, that. I remember even that. In the new paintings.
So. Oh, yeah.
I should not have seen that.
Because I've seen it on the TV, on television, and.
You just knifed that?
Yeah. That what?
You could have just knifed that, could you?
Knife what?
That medallion.
Could
you?
I don't know.
I would have just tested it just to make sure.
Well, too late now.
Too late now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I remember watching my stepdad's mom and dad. They had the cassette tape of Titanic came with two tapes. One was, one side showed the story of Jack and Rose, is her name?
Yeah, I think her name was Rose.
Yeah. And it was the one where. We're talking about Titanic and a Resident Evil game.
Story. I'm like, wow. A romantic movie and then a horror game. Yeah. Wow, ain't that some strange.
Yeah, that's some strange stuff, all right.
Oh, it is some
strange stuff. I think this game also started the QuickTime events, I believe. I think. Correct me if I'm wrong.
What, Resident Evil 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, they still have some QuickTime events. Oh, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there
like
you go.
It created the QuickTime events.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, check the ceilings.
Well, here, I'll try to use my knife.
No, yeah, you're not gonna.
Yeah.
When you used at the tree, it looked low enough to actually use your knife.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my thing is, why are you using your knife now?
Okay. I would always try to. Let's see if I can. Woo! Got him.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can get this dude.
I've always done that whenever I.
Oh, jeez.
He blew himself up.
No, I don't think he did. I played this part too many times, so I think, yeah.
Now he's doing something.
Yeah, he's throwing the grenade. I'm trying to aim at that.
Hi.
Here, let's see if I can.
Too bad. Oh, he blew.
Yeah. I don't know. I've always been good at the part.
There we go. Well, Jesus.
So I hope he blew up this mine thing. Yep, he did.
Don't forget the spider.
Let's see. Oh, jeez. Did not see that. Scared the crap out of me.
Oh, man. I remember those really get me when I was playing this game.
Yeah. Jeez. That scared me to death.
Oh, hi. You're still alive.
Yeah, he's hiding in there.
Are you? There's a dude. Please blow yourself up. He's trying to suicide bomb.
Probably shouldn't have done that.
Hey. You called it.
Yeah.
As soon as you did that, boom.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
He didn't die. Okay.
No, my thing is, he did that way too early. He did do that way too early.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, like, what are you trying to hit?
But, yeah, it's, let's see. I'm trying to. And I like the treasures, too, especially we can't forget that classic dude, the merchant.
Oh, man, that dude's always like, what are you buying?
What can I get you, stranger?
Yeah.
Come back anytime. Not enough cash, stranger. Pretty good stuff. You know, I remember watching a top 10 list. You ever heard the guy named, this British YouTuber named Kadikarus? He reviews mostly PlayStation games, because PlayStation 1 was his home was his childhood console. So he reviewed, like, he did a top 10 of merchants or something, and number one was this one, was the merchant Resident Evil 4.
Listen, we see our old friend here. To be honestly, we don't even know about his story.
Yeah,
in
this well, game.
I mean, hardly not.
Well, he does tell it.
He tells, but
yeah. You know, which too much. Spoiler alert: if you never played this game, but this game's over 10 years old, so he does. Luis, he gets killed by Sadler, the main villain, main head honcho. Number of times killed: 1. That early.
And if you viewers are watching this right now, he died on the first level.
Yeah.
Right at the very beginning.
Yeah, I was shocked. And the quick time event. Okay, so let's see. Ammo. Oh, wait. We're about to counter him. There he is.
Signaling you out.
Creeper.
Yeah, you're a creep looking through the window. At least you'll get yourself a sniper.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I probably might get a sniper rifle. Or, well, I know I'll definitely get a bigger case for storage.
True fact.
Let's see. I didn't even combine my herbs. Combine herbs.
3 greens. Or you can make green red. Or you can combine your ammo.
Ah, no. Don't want that. Don't want to get rid of that. Okay. I like the, and I wish they would have kept that case, that suitcase storage system, like they did with this one, because I think that's what made it great, too, you know, just, like, buying cases, you can arrange your stuff like that, you know, that would have been better. Let's see.
Yeah, they've literally, a lot of, like changed things since the Resident Evil, what, 5?
Yeah.
5, 6?
Yeah. 5, you only had, like 9 slots. Like, you can use the directional pads to equip a weapon for, you know.
Yeah, but it gives you, like, it's more of a challenge because you know how much you got, how much you're going to have to need and what you need to take. And all that. I mean, I played 6. I played 5, and I beat 5.
Yeah,
I beat 5 on veteran.
I got that. I remember getting the Gold Edition for the PS3.
But the thing is, I've never beaten 5 on professional. I've beaten it all on veteran. Not professional.
Professional
is basically almost like one hit kill.
I remember
in intense
play. I remember playing Mercenary. So, you know, I made a bunch of friends on Mercenary mode on Resident Evil 6 back then, especially when they had that I don't even have enough. I can't even see how much money I got. We got the screen on the right, upper right.
Well, why don't you just leave and find out?
I don't know.
Still can't, can't you?
I don't think we can.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're screwed, and we gotta actually make estimate choices. How much we need? How much are you going to spend?
Well, oh well, I'll just have to go along with it. I'll equip my sniper rifle. Yeah, I thought I had a bunch of treasure.
Maybe not. I mean, you do.
What's it called? Possessus or something? I can't remember.
I can't remember.
Down you go. Yeah, it's always fun to snipe these guys. And I remember that weapon, the mind thrower. When I first played this game and saw that, that was awesome.
He's coming.
They're coming. Ew. Any more guys? Oh.
Well, there actually is. He's just moved.
I guess we just gotta wait for them. We gotta go in for them to spawn. Here we go.
Right back to it.
Alright.
Oh, there's one.
Oh,
that was bad luck right there.
Yeah, he got me.
That was bad luck here. Right there. He was waiting for you.
Yeah. Sure got me.
It's like, here he comes. Blind him, kick him, and bam.
Shotgun shells, we definitely need them.
To be honest with you, they changed a lot of things from the Resident Evil franchise. Like, from like 4 and 5 where you have to go to like, you go to your setting menus, and basically you have to like buy upgrades for your weapons and buy stuff like ammo and stuff.
Yeah, unfortunately on 6 you couldn't upgrade your weapons or anything.
But
like that.
You had skills.
Oh well, yeah,
you had skills,
about that.
And you had to use battle points to upgrade your skills.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
But most of that, because Resident Evil 6 is a two-player co-op.
Yeah, it's true. It is kind of... It is
shoot that explosive can. Is it an explosive can?
Yeah. I think it's going to explode anyway, or
not. No, it's not. Just hit it.
Ooh.
You finally hit something.
Yeah. If you haven't seen our Sniper Elite 4 Let's Play, we played Sniper Elite 4, and I was playing, and I missed a bunch of times. I couldn't kill a dude with an explosive.
What, you got a grenade?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Just use a grenade. Use your grenade.
Yeah, I will.
You got a lot of enemies down there. Just knock them out one set.
Die.
Woo! Let's say if any of them survive that, I'd be surprised. Oh, looks like not. Oh, besides that guy in there.
Yeah, we're...
Oh! Oh! Quick dodge.
Yeah. Quick reflex skills. Get these. I know there's going to be a bunch of guys coming soon. That's why I'm going to get this ladder and throw a grenade at them. Oh, shoot. They came out of nowhere.
Oh, get the ladder down.
Yep. Oh, no.
Oh, he's got a grenade. He's got a dynamite. No waste of a grenade.
Yeah. Oh, well, never mind. There's more of them. We'll wait till they all gather around.
Let's wait till they gather.
It's like a sausage fest in here. There. It kind of came out wrong. Do you think it came out wrong?
Okay. We just walk into a suicide bomber.
Well, he said, oh, no.
Damn. I thought he had a dynamite stick. I was like, oh, yeah. I'm screwed.
Oh, he's dead.
Well, I would suspect they all.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Jesus. Where did that come from? I see it bouncing, but where'd it come from?
No, don't raise the ladder. Well, here, there, move.
At least they can't hit you when they go up.
Yeah, luckily the animation stuff doesn't affect it. Oh, dang. Jeez, there's so many of them. Wait, do I have another grenade? I probably have a flash.
You're bad.
Come on, how many of these guys are going to keep in me? I am a disaster.
Pretty much everybody.
You know what, screw it. I'm getting the shotgun. Just gonna wait.
And that was my second option. I'm like, you get a shotgun.
Die.
Oh, Jesus. Gosh. They're not dying.
They will die soon enough. Oops.
Stunning. Hi. Oh, Jesus. Oh. He's not dead.
Yep, he has not disintegrated. Now die.
He went down. Okay. Now he's gone.
There we go. Wait, do I not have shit? Oh, wait, no, I can't. It's limited to six. I was about to say, I could just want to have a crap ton more shotgun shells. What? Jesus.
Where'd he go? Where is he?
Above there. See? Above there. We're about to shoot his butt down.
Go, dead. Get down.
Have fun. Have a nice fall.
Well, he didn't fall that far. Yeah. He's still alive.
Probably. That's okay.
I guarantee it. Ooh, the yellow. I forget, what did the yellows do?
Well, if you combine a green and a yellow herb together, it doesn't give you much hope. And if you combine a red and a yellow, it won't heal you because you need a green. Combine a green and a red will give you a bunch of health. But for some reason, yellows are just the weaker herb, is what I'm trying to say. But it's hard to... Yeah, it's kind of hard to explain it. I mean, I just figured as a...
There's four.
Forget it. We're just getting out of here.
Yes, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. I've already almost got myself killed so many damn times.
I was like, wasting ammo. Let's go. Gotta give me a drink.
Now it's quiet, but yeah. Let's see. Atmosphere is pretty good. I think it's perfect. I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, I'm surprised this game was good. I mean, surprisingly, the GameCube was very, like, when it came out on the GameCube, it was very, it didn't Because, you know, like, did you ever have a GameCube?
I only played a GameCube whenever I went over to a friend's house. Yeah.
I remember getting a GameCube, and I loved it.
Like, man, Luigi's, they do not give up.
Yeah, with Luigi's Mansion, and...
I think that was one of the games I actually played.
Yeah, it's actually a fun game. You know they're coming out with Luigi's Mansion 3?
Yes, I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's coming out on the Switch. I'm looking forward to that.
Man, I was going to say, they have all these dang Mario games out. Man, give Luigi some props. Come on, yeah. Man.
We're talking about Nintendo. Well, this game did come out on a Nintendo console first, so...
Well, true.
Yeah, so might as well.
No. Oh! No. Well, that popped his head off.
Yep. And... Down to get health.
Oh.
Hey, got some health. Green herb. No.
Oh, no.
He died from a leg shot.
Died from a leg shot. Died from a hit shot. Incendiary is what we needed.
Yep. I think I'm just playing bad on purpose or something. I don't know, but I feel like I'm just going all commando or something. Like, just shooting.
Oh.
Shooting. I've done that before, not playing.
That killed me.
Yeah, I've done this so many times.
Quick shot.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, watch the bear traps.
Oh, yeah, trust me. I plan on. I think there's one over there.
Yeah. I remember...
Oh, God. What the... Oh, jeez.
How are you...
I don't know. Thank God for glitches. What the... Wait, what is going on?
Why?
It's moving.
What is that?
We're glitching. Oh, we were glitching. Let's see if we'll do it again.
It only happened with the bear traps.
Yeah.
There's more bear traps on the other side. Try them.
Yeah.
Oh, right there.
And what sucks is, I hate that you can't... That the bear traps don't do anything to the enemies. Like, this guy's, like, walking right through them.
My thing is... Well, now it fixed itself.
Yeah. I don't know what that was about.
I don't know. That was actually pretty odd. I'm like,
that was weird.
Oh,
God. Oh,
hit the thank you for doors.
Yeah, thank God for doors.
Oh, yeah. Even though they could be a douche.
Yeah.
You run into them.
Knife in the face. I'm going to keep turning around.
Like, you know, just die already.
Oh, he died. Okay. I didn't see him do his death animation. Ooh, another green herb. We'll just combine that with that, and combine this with that.
See, I still love how they did it with, like, the Resident Evil 2. They still kept the herbs and stuff like
the
that.
The remake or the...
The remake.
Yeah.
The remake.
Remake, yeah, the remake is great. I mean, if y'all have not played the remake, go play the remake, the Resident Evil 2 remake, because it is awesome. I was shocked. I mean, it's like, this, I mean... Resident Evil 4 is one of my favorite Resident Evil games of all time. This is number one. Resident Evil 4 is number one. But Resident Evil 2 is like the second favorite. I wonder if they would ever remake... I mean, I'm sure they'll remake 3, but I wonder if they would ever go back to remaking this game. That'd be kind of interesting.
That would be pretty interesting.
Yeah, but I don't know if they would, since this game is better off not being remade, if you get what I'm saying. It's just... No, you ever heard of the, you know, what's, if it's not broke, don't fix it?
Right.
Yeah, stuff perfect. Like that. I mean, and this game has been remastered to every console, so I don't see why they would just do that, so remake it.
See, when I first played the Resident Evil 2 remake, I mean, that was the first ever Resident Evil 2 I ever played since then. What is going on?
Yeah, I don't know what that was about either.
I saw that. But all I know is, let's just say I got scared shitless of
Resident Evil 2 remake?
Oh, remake.
Especially Mr. X. Oh, geez.
My gosh, man. I get scared shit out of whenever he comes around.
Yeah, that scared me too.
And, made through next and another chapter. Thing that I got scared of was those damn liquors. Holy shit.
Liquors.
Those things just come out of nowhere.
Yep, they came out of definitely nowhere. It scared me to death. So we got another green herb.
I don't know, but
here, I'm gonna combine with this.
Just to think of if they would have made it for a new Resident Evil 3, he summons in the bathroom.
Yep.
I remember that so well.
Sorry, occupied. Too bad I'm using it.
Hey, you know they have plumbing out here.
Let's see. Looks like they use toilets. Guess they're at least somewhat civilized.
Well, imagine that.
Yeah.
Even though they are brainwashed. But if I would, if they would have made a Resident Evil 3 remake, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see how Nemesis would look like.
Oh yes,
he'd probably look terrifying and ugly.
I would say more terrified and intimidating.
Yeah, probably even be more scarier than, because I remember he scared me when he chased me in Resident Evil 3. Just got hit by a thrown axe.
We're just using a sniper rifle.
Oh jeez! go!
Back off!
We're about to get hit. Ah, okay, there we go. I remember getting killed by the first time with the chainsaw dude. Oh, very graphic.
Wow. He is not dying.
Yeah, they're really strong. You're going down, Mr. Chainsaw. Especially with the brown sack. Ooh, that is scary. I used to thought they wouldn't die.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but I remember the chainsaw Ganalus, they would scare the crap out of me.
See, we should, there's, other games that I would, we could do Let's Plays with. We can do The Evil Within, for instance.
Oh, there's one lady coming out of the shed. Hi, lady, how are you? Die.
She had that ominous look on her face when you aimed at her. Like, calm and gentle. But instead, with a knife.
It was, creepy looking. Oh. Yeah. Kind of remind me of it. Like, you ever seen that new Child's Play movie, the remake?
I have not yet, but I heard it's pretty good.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I already know what happens. Like, I looked on Wikipedia and stuff like that.
See, all I've heard about it was it's not possessed, it's an AI.
Yeah, that's the thing that kind of made me not interested, not thinking. Because I think what made it more scarier on Child's Play 1, the very first one, was he was possessed by a serial killer.
Yes. You know? Throughout the whole franchise.
Yeah, and now it's just a bad AI, corrupted,
AI just to kill everybody.
Yeah, and there's just, I've seen some scenes that does look scary, creepy, and I think, the guy who plays Joker,
Mark Hamill?
Yeah, Mark Hamill. I mean, I think he's a perfect choice to play as Chucky.
I mean,
but he didn't seem, really scary, he just seemed like, I've seen scenes he's just wanting to be a friend, trying to be friends with Andy. That's all he wants. He only cares about Andy. And the old version, he would basically try to, oh, dang, that was close. Oof. And, no.
I don't want a hug.
Yeah, got a code. I'm contagious. Is there anything in here? Probably not. Oh, wait, no, there is.
Who? You might want to turn around.
Yeah, I'm landing on it.
Let's turn around.
You guys are on. Well,
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I'm waiting. You guys are on fire.
I don't know about that.
Well, literally.
Well, literally, but
oh shoot!
They're gonna play hug.
Oh great!
Oh, that one was really trying, wasn't he? But he ran into the wall instead.
Kick! 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 Kick!
Wang!
Okay, forget it. I'm not finding these
that
guys.
That was a delay.
Wait, was there an egg? Oh, yeah, an egg. I'll take that. Yes, please. Child's Play,
on the roof.
Yeah, I see him, but I'm not
He's like, he's just randomly just staying there.
Yeah, he's like, hey, what's going on?
I'm watching this. Yeah.
But, would you be okay if I tell you this scene or something, or do you not want to be spoiled?
See, I don't really care. Because I have a friend that is really big on horror flicks. And I don't know if you know him or anything, but But he's a big horror guy. He goes to, the movies, almost every Tuesdays because it's $5.
Oh, yeah. $5. Yeah, $5 a night.
He's went to go see some of the new movies out. Mm. He said he's seen the new Child's Play. He said it was pretty good. It would be a definite go back to go see.
Hmm.
Because it's bloody gory. It's pretty gory. It is pretty good. I mean, I haven't seen it, but would love it, because, I mean, I have all the Child's Play movies at home.
Oh, yeah. I remember what used to be. I remember I was in the face, like, with horror. I used to love horror movies as a kid. Now, I don't really watch them much. I mean, the last horror movie I just saw was the new Halloween movie that came out last year.
I have not seen it yet.
It's actually pretty good. Very, very gory for a Halloween movie, because, I mean, except for probably the Rob Zombie movies. I'm not really big on those. So
you ever see the new Rob Zombie movies coming out?
What's it called again?
Three from Hell?
I think I've heard of it, but
that's what it was called.
I don't hate Rob Zombie or anything, and if y'all like Rob Zombie, I'm not hating or anything. He's not really my type. Those are not really my type of movies to watch, but, I mean, that's just me, you know, so I hope that doesn't make anyone mad or anything. I'm gonna upgrade my shotgun. Okay, well, I can see a corner of my...
Oh, at least you can. At least you got over 5.
Yeah.
5 what, though? 550. Ooh. Now you're down to 3.
Yep.
Oh, so you actually probably have like 5,000?
5,000. Probably so.
No, 50,000?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. Unfortunately, we can't see with that, but that's
okay. No, we can't.
But, yeah, I mean, it's really good, because there's this part where he, like, there's a CG effect where Michael goes in this woman's house, and he just, like, assume, like, there's a part where he even kills a kid, too, and I was like,
are you serious?
I am serious. And I'm like, and spoilers, guys, when he escapes for the, movie, like, the insane bus, or the mental health hospital bus, he, like, there's this kid and his dad who stops by, and the guy gets out to check if everyone's hurt. I'm like, and these guys are in uniforms, like, the crazy, like, the asylum uniforms. I'm like, I wouldn't be checking that. I mean, I wouldn't get out, especially for guys that scared me, that are insane killers, like, especially like Michael. But, like, the kid actually shoots his psychiatrist or something that rides with them, but she survives, and then... Like, the boy tries to hit their Jeep, and he tries to get in, Michael's behind him, and he, like, grabs him and breaks his neck.
Jesus.
And I'm like, my God, I've never seen that happen before.
I have never thought in a day I see a movie that actual child dies.
Yeah, well, unfortunately now I'm probably sure they'll start doing it now with today's days like these, but...
Well, yeah. First of all... Shouting out to, like, any of the gamers out here about they're having all these problems about mass shootings, and they're blaming video games for that.
Oh, yeah.
And they're trying to take away all the shooting video games from stores.
Which, and I don't believe that games cause violence. I mean, I've played Grand Theft Auto, and you don't see, I mean, I've obviously never shot, I mean, I've been bullied before, but I've never been, I mean, because I know most people who've done mass shootings are people who've been bullied, and I'm not saying, and I'm not saying all bullied people get bullied. I mean, I was bullied. I didn't do that. I don't know what caused them to do that, but you can't just blame a video game or something. You might as well blame movies, too. So, I mean, because movies, I mean, people are... I mean, I remember there were some people that are obsessed with horror... I mean, I got a friend who's obsessed with horror movies.
And there he goes.
Yeah. But yeah. I just hate how people blame that kind of stuff on, like...
Right.
On video games, when some people have never really, you know, like, they just, I mean, you can't just blame it on something. It's not like they brainwashed them or something. I never understood that, but, I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, if you don't want your kids playing it, don't let them play it. I mean, it's rated M for a reason, you know? I mean, my mom, she would never let me play rated M games unless, mostly for the language and nudity. Which I can understand, because most kids, I remember when the middle school, I was shocked that everybody was cussing, because I cuss sometimes now, but I don't curse, like, all the freaking time. Like, I don't go, oh, F word, man, blah, blah, blah. Y'all have heard me curse in here on this podcast slash Let's Play, but I just don't see why you have to blame it on something like that.
I mean, seriously, I mean... I've been playing games for as long as I can remember. I mean, I felt normal as shit. I mean, I never had an issue with wanting to kill somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, to be told, it's more likely the younger kids.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, our generation now, I mean, I'm not trying to be like saying I'm old as shit. I'm only 25.
Yeah.
But these kids these days, these parents let kids do whatever they want with video games.
Yeah.
And they don't, you know, discipline them much.
Yeah, I mean, that's why people say, you see people post on Facebook saying, if kids had more of these whippings, they wouldn't be, you know, running around doing, getting in trouble and stuff. I mean, I never did that. I never understood it, but, you know, it's just, I mean, my parents raised me right. I respect them. I mean, I'm thankful they raised me the way they do, because I remember I let one of my cousins play Grand Theft Auto, watch me play Grand Theft Auto 5 on PS3, and I tell you, he got obsessed with it. He wanted me to play it all the freaking time, and it got on my nerves real bad. But, and his mom got it for him, but he's more obsessed with Fortnite now, so that's, you know. I mean, if you don't want your kids playing, like, you know, Grand Theft Auto, let them play Fortnite. I mean, that's a new trend anyway, so.
And to all the people watching right now, and whoever's on my PlayStation account, like, friends on my account, I do not play Fortnite.
Yeah, I don't play Fortnite either. I mean, okay, here's my thing. Fortnite is not really my cup of tea. But, I mean, I don't hate the game. I'm not obsessed with, I mean, because I'm just not a multiplayer guy. That's just, that deathmatch stuff, I'm not in. The only closest multiplayer game I ever played, like, deathmatch-wise, where's that last medallion? That I played I think you don't need all 15, so.
Yes, you do. I think, believe you do.
I think you said you only need 10 more. Wait. Yeah.
You had, like, 13 or 14.
Yeah. I have 14 left.
No, yeah, it's only 15.
Yeah. There it is. I see it.
So, but, back to this
whole
conversation about what multiplayer games close and not Fortnite was.
Yeah.
Close.
But yeah, it's like, but yeah, Fortnite's, I mean, I'm not saying I hate the game, it's just not for me. I mean, that's just not my thing. I don't want to be obsessed with one game, because I want to play as many games as I can, you know, be obsessed. I mean, I understand there's that one time you get obsessed with one video game, you get obsessed for it for a while, you know. But, I mean, it's just how it is, you know. I mean, that's just how I am.
By the way, before, when you left that church area, did you know there's a trophy for shooting a church bell?
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea.
But my thing is, I think when you shoot the church bell, it summons up more enemies.
Oh, really?
I believe it does.
Dang.
But I know there is a trophy for it.
Huh.
Shoot the church bell at the church.
Yeah.
But,
use my chin to move.
But, back to the multiplayer games. I've never played Fortnite. I never will. And, every time I'm online, I keep constantly getting requests to play Fortnite. Do this. Invite you to do this, do that. And I'm like, please stop sending me the request. I'm not a Fortnite guy. I never will be, because I know it's probably some of these young kids these days.
Yeah. I mean, this is like a young kid's Call of Duty
version. Exactly. It's basically what it is.
And don't get me wrong, I like Call of Duty, but I mean, the only Call of Duty good Call of Duty game I liked was Black Ops 1. That was still my favorite one, which I'm surprised they didn't remaster this game.
Remaster what?
Call of Duty.
Black Ops 1.
Oh. Yeah. Because it was only on PS3 and Xbox 360.
See, I've only Black Ops game that I played, which is only Black Ops 3, and everyone hated that one.
Yeah.
It was futuristic.
Yeah, that's what made me stop watching playing the Call of Duty games. It was so futuristic. I just didn't like it. I mean, I liked how they went back, and I'm interested in the new Call of Duty Modern Warfare game. You know,
see, I can get. Like the Call of Duty World War II, because I mean, it's not futuristic. Yeah. It's back to the old age.
Yeah.
And I actually would prefer that more. And, of course, they're coming out with the remake of Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
A remake?
I think it's...
Or what, maybe it was a remaster, because I know they did it.
Remastered, but it's supposed to be a lot better, I think. Hmm. And I think a lot of people would actually play it again.
Yeah.
Because I think it's because there's something with the main story.
Oh, that's a friend of mine. He's like, I'm at work. I seen your invite. I was actually one. Well, hey, Oliver, I don't know if you're watching or not, but this is my Let's Play podcast. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. I heard the notification on my, from my phone, and I heard from that. Yeah, I think I got more stuff to sell. Oh, no, I keep pressing wrong buttons. But, yeah, I mean, and we're not hating Fortnite, it's just... that's just not our game. We're just That's just, it's just not for us, you know. I mean, if you like it, good. We hope you have fun with it. I mean, I've played before. Not a bad game. I like it. I'm just not interested in it. Just not for me, you know. And I never even played PUBG. I actually like to try PUBG, you know, because, but I never played it.
I don't know.
I think it just now, they just, like, last year, at the end of last year, they just released it on a PS4.
I'm not sure what else is it, like, PUBG, Days?
Apex Legends. I heard that's pretty good. Which
People say Apex Legends is supposed to outdo Fortnite.
Yeah. It looks pretty cool, but, like I said, I mean, multiplayer, I just suck. One thing is, I suck at them. So, I mean, I prefer to play games just single player.
Single player is what we do best.
Yeah, that's just our thing, right there.
Exactly the fact. Yep. And your quick time event will come in here now. Yep, there you go.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's really, multiplayer, I've never been interested in multiplayer that much. I mean, the only multiplayer games I ever played, like I said, was The Last of Us. And I remember playing a whole multiplayer game where's the other guy?
He's probably right in front of you.
No, he's not in front of me. He just walked into that. Well, no skin off my bones.
No skin off yours and waste from you. It's better saving ammo.
Yep. Wait, maybe he'll come up here. No, I'll go up this step. No, he's over there.
Okay, back to that whole thing when you playing, like, Last of Us multiplayer. I loved it. I loved the Last of Us game. It was pretty good.
It's a masterpiece.
It is really great, and I've been replaying it
because
I've been on it recently.
Oh, jeez.
I've been off and on replaying a lot of games that I have, and Last of Us was one of the lists of my games that I wanted to replay because I beat the game, and I haven't played that game for about maybe 2-3 years. Huh. Like, ooh.
That snake almost got me.
Gold egg.
Yeah.
That's good for our health, unless you want to sell it for profit.
You can sell it for profit?
Yeah, you can sell gold eggs. It gives you a lot of money.
Oh, really? Oh,
it geez. Should. Oh.
Or I could use it for my health. Or actually, no, I'll use the brown egg.
Use the brown. Brown eggs is good for you, too.
I thought that.
Jesus, man.
Come on. I'm sucking so bad.
Here. Talking about money, man, we suck at continuing.
Yeah.
Oh, you about got hit again.
Woo-hoo. Hey, why don't you come over here? Yeah, we'll just shoot this guy.
No, let's literally just, like, wham.
You should be coming. Oh, what the?
Hi.
I don't know where he came from.
No idea.
But yeah, I don't plan on fighting all these guys, so I'm just going to pass through
here. Just pass
here.
All of them up, and let's, no.
I know this guy.
No, he wants to hug.
Yeah, and now I kicked his head off.
Oh.
No touchy Leon. Okay. But, yeah, Last of Us, I remember...
Oh, Snake.
Yeah, I remember playing that, and I was so obsessed with it. I mean, I played the whole summer before my senior year of high school.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
God, at least we picked out the brown egg.
Well, yeah.
And we used the gold egg.
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
I did it out free... Oh, well, it'll be okay. but Last of Us, I mean, I love the multiplayer. When I play multiplayer, I prefer to play like co-op or kind of like, have you ever played Uncharted 4 where you do the survival mode or something? Like, you play as with persons, but you just fight like enemies, like ongoing enemies. And, oh, wait, I think I told you about it.
No, I have
like,
not.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Like, yeah. I'll have to show you that, but...
Because I don't play online games, period. I play Uncharted.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Yeah.
My thing is, why? Why Uncharted and they have to almost copy Tomb Raider? Tomb Raider, okay? Tomb Raider was out first before Uncharted. I know they're both made... Well, was, I believe, I hope. Because... Uncharted was made by Naughty Dog, and I think Tomb Raider was too.
Tomb Raider was no, I don't think Tomb Raider was made by Naughty Dog.
I think it was, I know
Crystal Dynamics made the new one, but well, actually, I don't know if they made it before or not.
I don't remember.
I know Uncharted. I mean, Naughty Dog didn't made Tomb Raider.
But the only thing I remember is the original Tomb Raider on the PS1.
Where do I go?
That was the only thing I could remember, because I used to remember playing the Tomb Raider game. on actual PS1.
The first reboot was my favorite.
I think
it's better than the couple sequels. I mean, because I tried, like, Shadow of Tomb Raider, I mean, I was playing it on Game Pass on my Xbox, but then I was getting, like, to the point I was just begging for it to be over. I don't know why, but, I mean, it's not a bad game. And then Rise of Tomb Raider was good. But, yeah, and I'll tell you, this is my least favorite boss.
Jaws! Yeah. Jaws!
Yeah.
But obviously the fact is with Tomb Raider, man, the latest Tomb Raider I played with, I mean, I beat Shadow of the Tomb Raider about a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I loved it. It was a pretty good match. It was a pretty good ending to that game.
But
I don't know if it's true what they say is that they probably will maybe continue Tomb Raider, or they probably will end it there. They'll end it there with the Tomb Raider game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's supposed to be the last one or not. I mean...
Well... Let's just say they had a good run with it.
Yeah.
I mean, geez.
Yeah, totally good
run with it. I played the Definitive Edition. I played The Rise. And I played The Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Mm-hmm. I've never played any of the other ones, like Legend of the Tomb Raider or any of that.
Yeah. I played the Tomb Raider Legends that was on PS2, GameCube, and original Xbox. That's what got me into Tomb Raider in the first place. And then there was Tomb Raider... Underworld or something. That was the sequel to Tomb Raider.
Oh, yes, Legends. That one.
It was on the old-gen consoles. I remember that. It was something about, like, Lara Croft trying to find her supposedly dead mom or something like that.
I think so. Maybe. But,
Oh, shit. What was that? I don't know what that...
I don't remember.
Oh, good. I killed
him. Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Spamming!
You know, when I was a kid, I would used to die purposely on these cutscenes, just quick time events, just seeing the death cutscenes. I don't know why.
But actually, before I came over here, I was actually on Facebook watching Many Ways to Die in Resident Evil 4.
Oh, really?
Yes, and now look where we are now.
Yep.
And now you mentioned it.
Yeah.
Apparently, if you don't spam or cut that rope, you'll be dragged down under the water. And die.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. You'll just drown.
You'll drown.
Yeah. But yeah. Okay, I'm going to save right here. But yeah. So, anyway. So, like we said, Resident Evil 4, definitely, you think it's probably been the best Resident Evil games ever, or?
I mean, by choice, it's more scarier, and yeah. It's more impact, like,
yeah.
Very intense.
Yeah. Yeah, I say, I mean, it's definitely a good one. Definitely one of my favorite Resident Evil games of all time. I mean, definitely could play this again. Definitely plan on getting it on Nintendo Switch. But, yeah. But anyway, I think I'm going to end this podcast episode right here.
All right. Sounds pretty good to me.
Well, guys, if you like this podcast / Let's Play, whatever you're playing or whatever you're watching or listening to on Spotify, well, I don't know if we're going to be uploading to Spotify yet or not, but we'll upload it somewhere. We'll link it down below, or we'll post it on Facebook if you're subscribed to me, that goes by friends, but or we'll let you know on the next episode of whatever game we plan on doing. But if you like this video and / podcast, hit that like button on my YouTube channel. Hit that like button, subscribe to my channel, link down below, and we'll see you guys later. Davo out. Yeah, we're still recording on PS4.